Hi, this is Jeanette on a recorded line. Is this Salima Cole?
Hello?
Hello, is this Salima Cole?
Yes, this is she. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Thank you for asking.
Good to hear. And we are speaking on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that you have not signed any legal documents retaining an attorney regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, I have not got in contact or anything with a lawyer.
Okay. And is this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one who was injured?
It's myself.
Okay. And did you use hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
I had started in January of 2019 and I had stopped November 2023, I believe.
Okay. So January of 2019 and then you stopped November of 2023?
Yes.
Okay. So then did you use hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Can you repeat that, please?
Were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxers?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. What kind of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Oophorectomy. The partial oophorectomy.
Sorry, what kind of cancer were you diagnosed with?
What cancer?
Pardon?
The phone is going in and out. Could you repeat that?
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Okay, now I can hear you better.
Okay, what kind of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian cancer.
Okay, thank you. And when were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
The November 18th of 2023.
Okay, November 18th, 2023. And at what age were you diagnosed with cancer?
I was 25.
25, okay. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
It was actually two. The first one, the doctor's name was Arlette Brown, OBGYN, and Dr. John Morini.
Okay. Dr. John Morini?
Yes, Moroney.
Okay, and where did they practice out of? What cities and states?
This was Chicago, Illinois, which is the hospital is Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Dr. Orany?
Yes, and that address was 1 English Drive, RB, Illinois, 60426.
Okay. And then did Dr. Arlette Brown, was Dr. Brown out of, where was Dr. Brown out of, Chicago?
Yeah, I both seen them at the same hospital.
Okay. And is that, let's see, U Chicago Medicine?
It was the Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Northwestern Memorial Hospital, Chicago, Illinois. Okay. And I see an address for Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Is it East Huron Street?
It was 1 English Drive, Harvey, Illinois, 60426.
Let's see. Okay.
That was 1 English Drive, Harvey. I know that's where I was seeing it and did the treatments and all of that.
Okay, so that address is pulling up the address for Ingalls Memorial Hospital?
Yes, Ingalls Memorial, yes.
Okay, so not Northwestern?
Right, okay, so okay. That's my mistake. I'm sorry, because the address, I do know for a fact I stay right by it, and that's 1
okay.
Ingalls Drive, Harvey, Illinois.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So then you, Chicago Medicine, Ingalls Memorial Hospital.
Yes.
Okay. And then do you recall which doctor was the diagnosing one and which one was the treating doctor?
I'm trying to see. I believe that the treating, the person that diagnosed me was Arlette Brown.
Okay.
And the other one was the John Norton.
Okay, got it. The treating doctor.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Let me add that. Dr. John Maroney.
I'm sorry, I've been dealing with a lot of, you know, different, you know, like,
yeah.
Like memory.
That's
and stuff
okay.
Like that. So, yes.
You're doing great. That's okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. And let's see. Okay, let me go back. And did you use hair relaxers more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
I believe I have. I know that I was using it for 4 years.
Okay.
So every 3 months I was using it. So yeah.
Okay. Okay. So then every. Okay. And let's see, would you say, let's see, okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how many times per year would you say you used hair relaxers before your diagnosis?
So if it was 3 times a month,
mm-hmm.
It's 12 months. So 3, 6. So I would say like 6.
Okay. 6 times per year that you used hair relaxers?
Yeah, like 6 times.
Okay.
Six through nine, I would say.
Pardon?
Yeah, 6. Like 6 times.
Okay, per year?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
1/28/1998.
Thank you. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
Can you repeat that?
Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you have any other family members or friends who are also affected by hair relaxers?
No.
Okay. And in what state did you use hair relaxers?
I was in Illinois.
Okay. And how often did you apply hair relaxers? Would you say weekly, monthly, 4 times per year?
It was like 6 times per year.
Okay. So then would you like me to select monthly or 4 times per year?
I would say, because I was using it like every 3 months, so I think the last one, not monthly.
Okay, so 4 times per year at least?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I know for a fact it was like 6 times a year.
Okay. And then when I have that, you first started using hair relaxers January of 2019 and you stopped November of 2023?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you using it consecutively during those years?
Yes.
Okay, so then if we just do the math, 2023 minus 2019, that's about 4 years consecutively that you used hair relaxer products. Does that sound right?
Yeah. So it was more times than that because it was 5 whole years.
Okay, so you used it for 5 years. Okay. Okay. And did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, at home, or both?
It was at home.
Okay. And what was the name brand of the product that you used?
It was Dark and Lovely, the L'Oreal.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you. And then this is kind of a confusing question, so totally fine if you need me to repeat it. But did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxer products regularly for at least 1 year?
It was after I first started using it.
So were you diagnosed with cancer at least 2 or more years after
Yes.
you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
I think it was 2 or more years.
Okay. Because when did you first start? And we can do the math because you recalled starting hair relaxers in 2019.
Yes, and then I had stopped using it in 2023, and
uh-huh.
I was diagnosed with it in November of 2023.
Oh, okay, so your diagnosis, yep, I have that you were diagnosed November 18th, 2023. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so then would that meet that would be more than 2 years?
Okay, yes.
And, okay, so did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yeah, this is confusing.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Would you say yes or no?
Because I was diagnosed with it in November of 2023.
Uh-huh.
But when I started in 2019, we got 2020, 2021, 2022, and then 2023.
Yeah.
So I was diagnosed with it 4 years after I started using it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then would you say, yes, your diagnosis occurred 2 or more years?
Yes.
Okay, and you used the product regularly for at least 1 year before you were diagnosed, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I know it's kind of a confusing question. And what type of treatment did you receive?
I had received, the diagnosis that I received was, okay, hold on.
Treatment.
The treatment was, Let me think of it because I don't want to mix it up. So the treatment that I received was the partial oophorectomy.
Okay. Was it a hysterectomy?
I just know it was the partial oophorectomy because they removed my left ovary, which had a tumor. I had surgery.
So is it, okay, partial removal of ovaries?
Yes.
Okay. And you had surgery. Okay.
Then I also had chemotherapy.
Chemotherapy. And what was the date of your treatment, your first treatment? Do you recall?
Okay, the chemotherapy, I know I did that the 20th of November 2023. So the other one had to been I can't remember exactly.
That's okay. Do you remember the month at least?
Yeah, it was 2023.
Okay. The month? Do you remember what month?
Oh, the month. It was, I believe it was November because it all back
within
to
back. The same. Okay. So would your treatment date, it would have happened after your diagnosing date, which was the 18th, right?
Yes.
So would you like me to put the 19th or would you like me to just put the 20th? Because you did receive treatment on the 20th.
You can say, I guess the 20th, I believe, you can say.
Okay. And it's okay if the dates are off by a couple days. The attorneys will pull medical records to verify exactly when the treatments occurred. They just want a date to the best of your knowledge.
Okay, good. Okay, great.
Yeah. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Yes, I'm a female.
Thank you. And I have your first name spelled S-A-L-I-M-A-H. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then your last name, C-O-L-E?
Correct.
And then do you have a suffix to your name?
No.
Okay, thank you. And then for the purpose of pulling medical records, what is your social?
313-196152.
Thank you. So I have 313-196152.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I have your phone number here as 312-465-6837. Is that correct?
Correct.
Is this a cell phone or a landline?
It's my cell phone.
Okay, thank you. And then I have an email address here. Is it your first name, last name, 98@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is a good mailing address for you?
14329 Park Avenue, Harvey, Illinois, 60426.
Okay, thank you. And then is the number just 14329, or there's a building or apartment number as well?
I'm apartment one, but all the mail come in going one little slot, so.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's okay to just leave it as 14329 Park Avenue?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then you're in Illinois, and then do you have any documents like medical records to support your date of diagnosis?
I do, but I'm not, out of town.
That's okay. Yeah. But you have a copy of medical records at home?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then if needed, could you provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or both?
I would have to send it out by mail once I do make it to the house or something.
Okay. Thank you. And typically, they'll request medical records themselves. They usually won't have you send a copy, but that's just a question they want answered. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Actually, just mine.
Pardon?
I don't have an emergency contact.
That's okay. I'll just put NA. It's okay. Okay. And then, are you familiar with DocuSign?
Can you repeat that?
Are you familiar with DocuSign?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to send the documents through DocuSign. I'll walk you through the process. It's super simple. Let me just verify that I have the correct information, okay?
Okay.
So I have your first name spelled S-A-L-I-M-A-H, is that correct?
Yes.
Last name C-O-L-E.
Yes.
I have that you first started using hair relaxers in 2019 and you stopped November of 2023.
Yes, ma'am.
I have your date of birth as January 28th, 1998.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then I have that you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer November 18th, 2023.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, give me one second. I'm just going to populate the documents.
Okay.
Okay, so I just sent them over. Let me know when you see a text message come up that says Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign.
Yes, I actually just received it. It's a text message, correct?
Correct.
Okay, yes, I'll see you, yes.
Press that link there to open the documents up. You might have to press yes or allow to receive SMS messages for it to come through.
Okay, I'll just click yes.
And then do you see a little box to check that says I agree to use electronic records and signatures? Or a continue button?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead and check that little box and then press the continue or the next button. And
okay.
Do you see a start button?
Yes, I see a start button at the top of the screen, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So you're going to go ahead and press the start button.
Okay, not the finish because it also has, just start. Okay.
Just start and then it'll direct you to your first signature field. So do you see a box that says sign here?
Yes. Okay, let me sign this.
And then you'll press adopt and sign.
Okay. Okay, adopt and sign. Okay, and then keep doing it for the rest.
Yep, and just keep tapping it.
Okay. And then press finish.
Yep, go ahead and press finish. And if you missed anywhere, it'll take you back.
Okay, it says you're done signing. You may download or can't use in the icon above.
Perfect. So you can exit. You don't need to. You can exit out of that. That's just for the DocuSign. You'll receive another email with the completed DocuSign that you can save or just keep in your emails for your records.
Okay.
The next thing that will happen is you'll receive a call from the law firm, Pawlowski Legal. They'll be reaching out within the next 2 weeks. They won't be able to start the process until they hear from you. So it's okay if you miss their call. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. It's just really important that you give them a call back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of course, you have a great rest of your day and a happy holidays, okay?
Happy holidays to you as well, and you have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.